YouTuber Ms. Rachel tells grown-up fans to color paper dolls with kids for anti-ICE crusade. By Warner Todd Houston on May 20, 2026. Controversial children's YouTuber Ms. Rachel used her 8-year-old son as a prop in a campaign to benefit migrants being held in the Dilley Immigration Processing Center in Texas. The far-left performer posted the segment to her Instagram account, asking grown-ups who follow her to color a paper doll for the kids at Dilley Immigration Detention Center and to oversee children doing the same. She went on to show her own son making such a drawing. "This is for grown-ups. Grown-ups, it's great to color still, right?" she said in the condescending, sing-song cadence that is stereotypical of gentle parenting influencers. She encouraged her fans to post their paper doll art with the hashtag #FreeFamilies and to tag your members of Congress, pressuring them to shut down Dilley and end the cruel policy of family detention. Ms. Rachel, whose full name is Rachel Anaguirso, has been raging against the Dilley facility for months. In March, she brought a guest on her show, a migrant child who was detained at the facility. Anaguirso claimed that the boy, 9-year-old Diego Henao Jimenez, was sad because he was not going to be able to participate in his school spelling bee. "It was unbelievably surreal to see this sweet little face and feel like I was on a call with somebody who's in jail," Anaguirso told NBC News. "It broke me, and it was something I never thought I'd encounter in life. We're trying to get a child out of a jail to do a spelling bee," she exclaimed. "I just never thought those words would go together." Rachel has been diving into politics for several years, sparking accusations that she is using children to advance her personal political ideals. She even admitted to NBC that she is explicitly political. "I am political," she told the network. "It's political to believe that children are worthy of love and care, and that every child is equal, and that our care shouldn't stop at what we look like, our family, at our religion, at a border." Rachel has made a series of wild accusations that authorities at the Dilley Center have abused migrants. But Randy Clark, who worked for the U.S. Border Patrol for 32 years before retiring, told Breitbart News that the Dilley facility, which was constructed during the Obama presidency, is subject to unfair criticism. Dilley has separate dorms for individual family units that allow privacy from unrelated detainees, and there are no locks on the doors in that portion of the facility, Clark added. "In 2019, I toured and spoke with staff and was shown on-campus school that offered education services for those school-aged children being detained, a medical and dental facility," Clark, who is now a Breitbart contributor, said. The facility also has abundant food services, a hair salon for women, free child care when migrants have meetings with officials, a library which includes immigration law books offered in several languages, and a video game room for kids. The first Trump administration had opened a school for kids inside the facility as well, though the Biden administration shut that down. Trump officials today have restarted the amenity. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.